This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back again for the first time ever.
In a week.
No, yeah, it's been a week, man. We just did Epstein last week.
Right. We've been here before?
Several times.
Okay.
The only thing new this week is that goddamn light that's on the outside of the studio. Nothing new to talk about.
Oh, yeah, the red button.
But what we got is a return to the first fucking part of our name, the cult side of it. Today we're doing...
And people have been... clamoring for this.
Not really.
Kind of yearning
Has
for
anybody
it.
Said, like, requests?
Yes.
Really?
More cults and paranormal, I think.
Well, yeah, I don't think...
Less
did
politics.
Anybody specifically say Heaven's Gate?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Like a week ago.
Oh, well, is that how this came about?
That's exactly how it came about.
This
I can't
is a great
believe
show.
You tell me
see
this?
That. Yeah, I'm the one that was like, hey, there's a post in the group, and I think
there's
it's really
a
good
lot
idea.
Of posts on that group.
A lot of posts on that group.
I so can't believe you guys haven't had this show before. This is...
Hey,
this
look, it's because I was
gets.
On the fence of whether or not I was going to join him or not, Armand. So that's why I didn't want to fucking talk to him.
Well, that's because you didn't have $5 to put in your pocket.
I found out that they were already dead, and that kind of killed the whole thing.
Well, yeah, I think you can join them if you hurry.
No, they say now if you want to follow like the way their teachings, you can do it, but it's mostly on your own free time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's not another ship scheduled to come around, so.
Not for a while.
Well, 4,000-something
years. 2,000 years. Well, they said that 2,000. Jesus was one of them.
Oh,
allegedly.
That was a leader, right? Wasn't that Apple,
was
Apple White or whatever the hell's name
well,
was?
Well, Applewhite wasn't Jesus, no.
No? Who was it? He's God? Who is he?
No.
So
who's Jesus? Jim Jones?
What? No, man. Jesus was a real guy 2,000 years ago.
Oh, well, I thought it was one of them.
No.
He was. So let's get a little bit into what the next level of human
facts.
Evolution.
Just
let's start
facts,
there.
Ma'am. Just the facts.
All right. You can hit the facts.
All right.
So Heaven's Gate cult, there were 39 suicides. March 26, 1997, in Rancho Santa Fe, California. They were
nice town.
All lived together. I've never been there.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's beautiful.
They rented. They did it in a mansion that they rented.
$7,000 a month they paid for that mansion.
Right.
Rented.
Oh, I'd kill myself too.
That's a hell of a fucking.
Are you kidding? Oh boy.
Was a mix of phenobarbital, alcohol, and suffocation. So what?
Yeah,
Everett asked
it.
Me,
what's
what are
phenobarbital? Yeah.
Phenobarb is it's an anti-seizure drug. Actually, that's
I thought
what
it was a sedative.
Well, they use it mostly for epileptics. Yeah, phenobarb and...
Can you get it easily as a non-doctor?
Well, they're they're narcotic.
Neurologist has usually prescribed it.
Wonder where they got it.
Like on the internet. Well, back
this is 1997, man.
I don't think it'd be
the
that hard.
The whole web was the dark
where
web.
Where did they get enough
to... Because it's not something you use to get high, you know, if you tell, you know...
Where did they get enough to suicide 39 people,
I don't
people,
think you need
though.
That much, though, of a dose.
Does the alcohol
alcohol and phenobarb? Yeah, who else died from that? I mean, a major movie star overdosed. Might have been Nick Adams. I don't know, somebody like that.
Doesn't sound too major. Never heard of him.
You don't remember Nick Adams from all those hokey 1960s Japanese horror or monster movies?
I absolutely
he was in a few of them.
Do not remember that.
Actually,
no.
You know this last movie by Quentin Tarantino. You know this Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
That Nick Adams is kind of who Rick Dalton, I think, is a little bit based on because he had a series in the 60s. He was,
I still haven't seen that movie.
Don't. It's too long.
It's too long.
See it on cable.
So, I'll see it on cable.
It's not worth spending 15 bucks
on. So the difference in the Heaven's Gate cult and a lot of other just... Because like the question came up, why are they not just considered a niche religion? A niche religion, you know what I mean? Like Scientology or some sort of just... why are they not considered?
They kind of spin off a little bit off Christianity, so...
Are you saying what constitutes a cult as opposed to
I'm saying the reason that they were considered a cult is when they were all found dead, they all had like the same clothes on. They all had buzz haircuts. They all had the same exact pair of Nike shoes on. They all had... armbands.
Is that what constitutes a cult?
Well, being like, I guess I assume dressing like that and believing, I don't know.
You ever go to Catholic school?
No.
Well, that's a cult too, then, I guess, right?
I'm not disagreeing.
From the outside looking in.
But they all had the armband that said, Heaven's Gate away team.
Oh, That's nice. Nice touch.
Star Trek, yeah. Like the away team on Star Trek.
Good. Give him the fact.
They were all Star Trek fans. Did you know
every
that?
Every one of them.
Yeah, it was a big thing. Kind of
so,
weird.
So hit him with the fact.
Yeah.
What's the fact?
Uhura's brother.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Nichelle Nichols' brother was one of the 39 people who killed himself.
No shit. I didn't know that.
One of the 39.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah.
You can see where this thing might gather a little momentum at one of those Star Trek conventions. You know, that'd be a great place to draft people like this.
Maybe. I mean, from what I heard, they went big time trying to recruit on message boards in the early, you know, well, mid-90s or whenever they first put this thing up.
Now, this was before, on the internet? Did they have internet back then?
Yeah. 97, the internet was well going. I remember the first time I browsed the internet was like 94, 95.
Wow.
But even back then, the internet was full of sons of bitches.
Was more like chat rooms to, you know, for pedophiles and stuff. That was really what
made
it popular.
It was a lot of just message boards, basically. They're going on sci-fi message boards wherever.
Okay.
And people flame the fuck out of them. You know, you're fucking crazy. You know what I mean? They're, you know, just let them have it. So, but that said, the website that they put up wasn't for recruitment.
No.
They had already hit their basically max amount of people they wanted.
39 was
they had over 100 recruits. Only the 39.
That's what I'm saying. Is there some significance to that number?
Yeah, well, no, not the number. It was because that's how many people. Those are the people that he thought would go through with it. Those are the people that he thought were due diligent enough that were going to be just committed to kill himself.
They were committed, all right.
The rest he didn't share those.
Okay, they didn't think they would have the gumption to follow through with
exactly.
This. Boy. That's dedication, I got to admit.
Well, yeah, but like Everett was saying, they did start as a grassroots Christian, like, sect. You know what I mean?
How they usually start.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, Mormons.
And Doe is the guy, like Apple White. That's what he goes by, is Doe.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Yeah, it's his alien name. It's his next level human name.
I mean, he's not kidding.
I know. I'm just wondering what the origin of Homer Simpson.
Well, you know what? I kind of came up with it because his partner in crime, what was her name? Her real name?
Oh, her real name was Bonnie Nettles, yeah.
So she went by her alien name was T.
Okay.
So I started doing some thinking. What does T and Doe have to do with each other?
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti,
T do. And Doe. So I'm thinking her next level guy because she was, okay, so it's hierarchical in this next level human evolution. You got guys that are ahead of you. Any which way, I figure the one to be on her is what? Do, re, mi, fa?
Fa. No, so la, ti.
La.
Do.
It's la before
do,
ti.
Yeah.
And so would be the person before that. So.
Got it.
Yeah, but wouldn't Doe be the end of it? Because it'd be like he'd be the beginning and the end.
Don't think about it.
It's an octave.
He's the last one. He's like the bottom level of, you know what I mean, of the thing.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
I would think she's the bottom. Oh, he's the alpha and the omega, the beginning and the end.
He's the bottom and the end. Come on, man. That's Doe.
I don't know. There's a lot of weird little things like that as you do the research into these guys.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is pretty obvious of what you're doing here. You know, you didn't name this after anything alien. You just pulled it off of a pattern on, you know, life.
Jeff the Janitor says, go to their website and click then drag on the background. You can just hit Control A and it'll do the exact same thing. It's an old thing for like a web search engine optimization is what it is. It's like they
SEO,
put a,
yeah.
Yeah, they put a bunch of fucking.
So yeah, they did the old school version of it. If you go down the bottom of their website, I noticed this myself. If you highlight the very black space at the bottom, they put text that's black.
Uh-huh.
You can't see.
Yeah.
So whenever a search engine goes through the page and catalogs all, it's got all these words that are used as targeting, mm-hmm. basically. So it's old school.
Real old. So this site's still on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever they did like their hell. Suicide, there wasn't just there 39, there's 41.
No, there's more than that, though.
Well, the ones that were at the place. These two people, they gave all the assets of people that committed suicide, all the intellectual property right for Heaven's Gate, went to these two people, and they were left in charge to keep the website running and sell the books and sell, you know.
See, I would take that. I'd take that job. Mm-hmm. That'd be all right. Okay.
They still abide, though. They actually ran a web design business. These two people, that's what they did. They did web design. And aside from being, you know, wearing this weird uniform, they said they were very, like their customers said, they were very smart people, nice people, but, you know, they were. Obviously.
Yeah, duh. Well, no, I mean, think about it from these two dudes' point of view. They're web designers in California. They didn't make it in Silicon Valley. You know, the fucking rush hit. They couldn't get it done. And now here they are. Hey, fucking crazy cult. They got enough money to pay $7,000 a month for a fucking house, right? Like, what are they going to pay? They're going to give us all the assets of this entire cult organization. They're going to give it to us?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'm in the cult. Let's go. And I don't have to kill myself? Yeah, okay. Right on.
Yeah, but to me, think about it if you're devout. And you believe that you're trying to get to the next level of human evolution.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want to be the one left out. Everybody else is going. Put me on the ship.
Not crazy is what I'm getting at. Well, those two dudes there. With the website probably aren't crazy.
They'd been in the group for like 20 years.
Right. Imagine how much money they've swindled from.
Yeah. I doubt it.
I would have taken the $5 and quarters out of everybody's pockets. I know that.
Yeah, which is weird. All the people who were dead, they had $5 and quarters in their pockets.
I think it was a $5 bill.
Jeez, that's $195.
No, from my rate, it was $5 and quarters.
I think it was $5. $5 bill.
It's right. $195. That's not bad.
Yeah, I wonder who got that day. Coroner? Probably checked everybody's pockets.
Quarters, yeah. Yeah, I wonder if it's significant. I guess they took that with them because, you know, like put a coin in Quran's.
Like fucking River Styx
and
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So the aliens, what they believed was that they were going to be.
Yeah, I guess we should get to that. They believed that in 1997 there was a comet coming by the Earth real close, Comet Hale-Bopp.
Hale-Bopp.
Really cool looking comet.
The best. I don't think we'll ever see another one like that.
It was so cool.
I didn't see it.
I remember looking up in my backyard. He just doesn't remember. He had to have seen it. It was fucking huge.
How old were you?
What year? 97?
Yeah.
14.
He should remember that.
That thing went, you'll never see another one like that because the thing's like 5-6 times or more than that.
It was bright.
It had a nucleus. It's like, I don't know, 20 kilometers or.
I don't remember how big
in
it
diameter.
Was.
The usual comet's like three kilometers in diameter or something like that.
It was a big
this
comet.
Like 20.
So,
really?
That's how close it gets to the Earth is how that matters. And it was close enough to the sun. It had a really big tail.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But the bigger it is, the more gases it has. And they sublimate, and that's what creates the coma.
The coma around the front.
Yeah, that's what you see.
Yeah, so they believed that they were going to be. There was a spaceship in the tail of the comet.
That's what they thought. Yeah,
so right. And they were going to be. As soon as they killed themselves, it was closest to Earth. They were just going to fucking.
So Bonnie Nettles, she actually
T.
If you read through the research on these people, it reads like they met each other early 70s and started hanging out. And they started reading the Bible together, and she pretty much convinces Applewhite.
Yeah.
Of all of this, that they are
she's
both
the one behind all this,
right?
Huh?
She was. That's right. She was the first in command. He always said
woman.
That she was T,
yeah.
And she was the one in charge. She died. What was in the 80s?
85.
Oh, she died.
She got cancer. So, this is interesting because they had to amend what they believed when she died because until 1985, it was they taught that when this happened, when you got ascended or whatever they call it, that your body went with you. There's nothing left of your humanly self. You broke all humanly chains, and when she died, and then nothing happened. Yeah, you know what I mean? He had to kind of like...
You're going to have to alter your hypothesis.
On the fly, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually...
Transporters aren't working today.
Yeah, actually what happens is that you leave your body here. That's
okay,
how we figured this
out. That makes
sense. And it's...
Sure.
So, yeah.
I'll buy that, yeah. That's very logical.
They went through a few different names before they landed on Hale-Bopp.
Or the first
one. Goddammit, on Heaven's Gate.
Right.
The Human Individual Metamorphosis.
That's so, nice. That's
him,
That has a ring to it.
Yeah. Well, they believe that the aliens were going to come get them.
Sounds like a band. Total overcomers. Kinda. Yeah, that's a good.
Well, as sci-fi geeks at heart, these people, what they were really interested in was becoming the next step in human evolution.
Right.
But what was interesting about this process, you couldn't just the first time you leave and ascend to the ship. You're not automatically the next level. You have to come back a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, because what's his name?
Well, they thought they were coming back.
Oh, they'll be back.
Oh, Doe's been back. Doe, yeah, Doe's.
See, Applewhite isn't Doe. Applewhite, so they believe humans are what they call plants.
Yeah.
They're grown, and they're nothing but vehicles. For the extraordinary, the next
level. Vessels, they call them.
Vessel, yeah.
No, they called them vehicles.
Vehicle. And vessel, yeah. The plant was something
interchangeable.
Different.
But they you're not born, like these aliens aren't born into these bodies. They take them over. Applewhite... His body was earmarked from birth, basically, for this
naturally.
Entity to
they
take
said
over.
That they chipped the bodies
every,
that they were going to get.
Everybody is
in.
Pre-chipped as well.
Like a computer chip?
Some sort of identification
chip. Or chocolate chip?
I would assume it's not a potato chip.
Yeah,
probably
right.
Not chocolate. I found that very interesting.
Ice
anyway,
chips.
Carry on with
these guys.
Your facts here, Eric.
Well, so Coast to Coast AM, you know, everyone knows that.
Bell. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. So Coast to Coast AM featured the theory of the companion object, which is what they were calling the spaceship in the tail of the comet. In the shadow of Hale-Bopp on several programs as early as 1996. Speculation has been raised as to whether his programs on the subject may have contributed to the Heaven's Gate group suicide.
Oh, you got
to
figure. Everybody listen to that.
Yeah,
gave him a legit publicity. He's the only, mainstream fucking guy like that back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Alex Jones was around
in
96, but he wasn't. This was before he broke the thing in California, not the Bilderberg, but the, what the fuck's the name of that group? That they meet in the woods in California.
Yeah, it's not Bilderberg. It's fucking Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove. So before Alex Jones broke Bohemian Grove, you know, he was super small time, just like basically out of Texas. But this guy, Art Bell, Coast to Coast AM, he had a platform, you know what I mean? And he talked about this. So, you know, right before they killed themselves.
Do you guys care if I read Doe's intro in the book of Heaven's Gate?
Like, how long? Please.
It's kind of long. It's going to take me probably 5 minutes to go through all this. Jesus. But we can discuss it. It's great. So this is Doe's intro, purpose-belief. What is our purpose? The simple bottom line is how this is headed. 2,000 years ago, a crew of members of the Kingdom of Heaven, who were responsible for nurturing gardens, this is in quotes, and every I'll make sure to say, because there's hundreds of things just that are in quotes in this thing here. That's the way this guy writes.
These are euphemisms.
Determined that a percentage of human, quote-unquote, plants of the present civilization of this garden, Earth, had developed enough that some of those bodies might be ready to be used as containers, quote-unquote, for soul deposits. Upon instruction, a member of the Kingdom of Heaven then left behind his body in that next level, somewhere to put it in a closet. So they're in the next level where they live at. They just go ahead and put their body up. They don't need it right now.
Yeah, of course, like hanging up in a closet. It's like an Eggersuit. Yeah, exactly.
They come to Earth and move into or incarnate into a human adult body or vehicle, quote-unquote, that had been prepped, quote-unquote, for this particular task.
Mm-hmm.
The body that was chosen was called Jesus. This was the one that was 2,000 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
The member of the Kingdom of Heaven who was instructed to incarnate into that body did so at his father's, quote-unquote, or older member's instruction. So they always come in pairs. They got like their, you know, their mentor, so to speak. So there was Jesus, whose father, his mentor, you know, instructed him to come there. He moved, quote-unquote, into or took over the body and was 29 or 30 years old, at the time referred to as its baptism by John the Baptist. The incarnating event was depicted as, quote-unquote, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in a bodily form like a dove, Luke 3:22. That body, named Jesus, was tagged in its formative period to be the receptacle of a next-level representative, and even just that tagging gave the vehicle some unique awareness of its coming purpose. So the fact that he had been chipped and prepared that he was going to be eventually a vehicle for one of these next level beings, his whole life he knew he was special. So that's kind of Jesus's kick.
Oh, of course.
He was aware that he had a purpose coming. So when he turned 29, 30 years old, he was inhabited by one of these next level beings, the next level of human evolution. He goes on to say, the sole task that was given to this member from the Kingdom of Heaven was to offer the way leading to membership into the Kingdom of Heaven to those who recognized him for who he was and chose only to follow him. Quote, unquote, the Kingdom of Heaven is at hand, meant since I am here and I am from that kingdom, if you leave everything in this world and follow me, I can take you into my Father's kingdom. Right there's the start of a cult. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'll get you to heaven. Get rid of all your shit. Follow me.
Right.
Only those individuals who had received a deposit, quote, unquote, containing a soul's beginning had the capacity to believe or recognize
the
kingdom.
Does that sound sexual?
No, man.
Deposits? I thought it was fiscal.
There's only certain of us out there who received or were ready to have a soul put into us. That's what they're talking about.
Oh, you got a deposit, too.
I don't know that I got one. Maybe I did. So they go on and say, some people don't know. You'll never, because you never, you, some people got it, but we'll never read this. We'll never know that it happened.
Oh.
It's just the way it goes. But let's see. They had received a quote-unquote deposit containing a soul's beginning, had the capacity to believe or recognize the Kingdom of Heaven's representative. So if you have that, you can believe. That's what you get. Going on.
You're allowed to.
Who comes up with this stuff?
This fucking guy sits around.
Yeah,
Doe and T.
Yeah, this is guy.
I can give you direct
answers
to that.
Ron Hubbard kind of stuff.
No shit, except he didn't do as good as
Elron. Dude, so they sat around from 1973 to 1975, basically, and made this shit up.
Okay, it took him 2 years to come up with his theory.
So I got a lot on that guy, but keep going.
It's like global warming.
They can get into, or they could get to his father only through total reliance upon him. So, you know, you put your faith in the son to get to the father.
Oh, sure.
He later sent his students out with, quote-unquote, good news of the Kingdom of Heaven is at hand, and his followers could then help gather the, quote-unquote, flock so that the shepherd might teach others what was required of them to enter his father's house, his father's kingdom, the Kingdom of Heaven, in the literal and physical heavens, certainly not among the humans of Earth. Now, again, this is all written by Doe. This is the intro to their book.
Yeah.
Still going on. Leaving behind this world included family, sensuality, selfish desires, your human mind, and even your human body, if it be required
especially
of you.
Especially your mind.
Well, so they added that, so that was amended. Even your human body. So
But
all mammalian ways, thinking, and behavior. Since he had been through this metamorphic transition himself from the human to level above human, under the guidance of his father, he was qualified to take others through that same discipline and transition. Remember, the one who incarnated, Jesus, was sent for one purpose only. To say, if you want to go to heaven, I can take you through the gate. It requires everything of you. And they just took over Christianity at the root right there, didn't they?
Dude.
Goes on and says, our mission is exactly the same. I am in the same position in today's society as was the one that was in Jesus then. So this guy is the next fucking Messiah, more or less.
Second
definitely
coming.
Messiah. Messianic.
Messianic.
Yeah. Messianic, thank you. My being here now is actually a continuation of that last text, as
obviously,
was promised
sure.
to those who were students 2,000 years ago. They are here again, continuing their own overcoming while offering the same transition to others. Our only purpose is to offer the discipline and grafting, quote-unquote, required of this transition into membership into my Father's house. My Father, my older member, came with me this time for the first half of this task to assist in just to assist in the task because of its difficult present difficulty. See right there, he added that in because she died halfway through the task. Says, my Father, my older member came with me this time for the first half of this task. So she died. She was not here for that long anyway.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Looking to us and desiring to be a part of my Father's kingdom can offer to those with deposits that chance to connect with the level above human and begin that transition. Your separation from the world and reliance upon the kingdom of heaven through its representatives can open you to the opportunity to become a new creature, one of the evolutionary next level, rightfully belonging to the kingdom of heaven.
So that's what we should aspire to, huh?
That's what we should aspire to. He goes on.
Sounds very difficult.
Why is it difficult or to believe or accept us? Now this
see,
is
now
gold.
You
got
to be a complete idiot skeptic not to believe this.
No, man. He tells you right here why.
Okay, explain
why,
it to me.
You know,
he's already sold me. But where do I join?
He says, we don't know if you believe in the real existence of negative or lower forces. If you do, then you may be able to understand or relate to some of what we are about to say. It seems that how your programming, quote unquote, permits you to see or identify those forces determines the limit of your acceptance or understanding. Many believe that there are evil, quote unquote, acts or even evil, quote unquote, individuals who would draw the line before they would believe in evil spirits, evil discarnates, negative influence, malevolent space aliens, Luciferians, or Satan and his fallen angels. So basically what they're saying right now is most people won't even begin to believe there's something evil out there that exists. The generally accepted norms of today's society world over are designed, established, and maintained by the individuals who were at one time students of the kingdom of heaven. So all morals come from the people who come, descend from the people of the kingdom of heaven.
Okay.
Angels in the making who were flunked out of the classroom. Legends and scriptures refer to them
what?
As fallen. This doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
let me read this.
The rest of it is perfectly logical, but this.
This is even worse.
This is a little abstruse. This is going to take deep thought.
Let me start this paragraph over. The generally accepted norms of today's societies world over are designed, established, and maintained by the individuals who were at one time students of the kingdom of heaven. Angels in their making who flunked out of the classroom. So the generally accepted norms is what they're saying is, don't believe there's evil. That shit doesn't exist. The stuff that make you, they're saying, that was all done by people who used to be in the kingdom of heaven, but fell and want to make it look bad. So if you don't believe, and people who don't believe, they're that way because people who were there have influenced them not to believe. So he goes on. This is, gets better. Legends
worse.
And scriptures refer to them as fallen angels. The current civilization's record used the name Satan or Lucifer to describe a single angel and also to nickname any evil presence. If you have experienced some of what our classroom requires of us, so the classroom basically is you live with them and you're in the class at that point. You would know that these presences are real and that the kingdom of God even permits them to attack us in order for us to learn their tricks and how to stay above them or conquer them. The space aliens, or Luciferians, use the discarnate spirits, the minds that are disembodied at the death of a body.
See?
As their primary servants.
These people give good cults a bad name.
Well, I mean, if somebody came up to you and said, I got this cult for you to join, here, read this.
I can't believe he's going as far to completely rewrite Christianity, more or less. He's telling you, Christianity's close.
Hey, anything.
But it's got a real, there's a real background to it. It's not what they tell
look,
you.
Look, Doe and T was sitting in the room back in the 70s.
Yeah, look, I got one.
I feel like if we're gonna we gotta do it big. We just gotta rewrite the whole fucking thing.
Hold on.
I wish he was still alive. I'd love to have this guy on the show.
Oh man.
God. Carrying on. You guys want to keep going with this? I think this is gold.
It's a rant. I don't know, man.
It's pretty long, but
yeah, enough. You have to hear more. This guy's.
I've read it.
Okay.
Let me see this manifesto.
Let me see if there's anything here.
It's fucked up.
Christ.
He gives out a bunch of Bible verses to basically show you that you're buying into Luciferian programming. You pretty much get the point of that.
They were Sith at heart, in my opinion, and it's funny that I relate it to that though. That these people were Sith. They were Sith Lords because they believed if you weren't studying their philosophies, that you were automatically against them, that you were their enemy. So I just thought that was interesting.
Certain religions have that.
You know, I got to make a Star Wars tie every show. So.
Here's a statement made by Doe in 1995. But it's titled, "A Statement by an E.T. Presently Incarnate." So this is Doe saying that I am an E.T. and I'm currently in a human body. He gets this listed out in a bunch of numbers, so I'm going to run through them fast. Number one, in the early 1970s, two individuals, my task partner and myself, which is him and Nettles, from the evolutionary level above human, the kingdom of heaven, incarnated, moved into, and took over two human bodies that were in their 40s. I moved into a male body, and my partner, who is an older member in the level above human, took a female body. We call these bodies vehicles, for they simply served as physical vehicular tools for us to wear while on task among humans. They had been tagged and set aside for our use since birth.
Fucking Egger suits.
So right off the bat, this guy's...
Well, I mean, don't, you know, even if you were, even if you believe that blather yourself, even if you were this guy and you really think this is true, when she died of cancer, wouldn't you start doubting this?
Okay, maybe, they survived past that, though. They survived
past that. He just kind of rationalizes it and moves right on, right along.
He goes into some other bold statements here that kind of give you a feel for the hierarchy of the alien structures here. We brought with us a crew of students whom we had worked with, nurtured in on Earth in previous missions. So different cycles they have gone back and came back from the ship to Earth to the next level and back. They were in varying stages of metamorphic transition from membership in the human kingdom to membership in the physical evolutionary level above human, what your history refers to as the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. Number three, it says, it seems we arrived in Earth's atmosphere between the 1940s and 1990s. We suspect that many of us arrived in staged spacecraft crashes, and many of our discarded bodies, genderless, not belonging to the human species, were retrieved by human authorities, government, military. So he's covering Roswell.
Yeah, Area 51, we got the whole deal.
That's what I was telling him earlier today when we were doing the research. I was like, these guys sound like fucking conspiracy.
He put that in there just to get a certain sect of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, shit. They're the ones that got caught. I'm joining. He goes on to say, other crews from the level above human preceded our arrival and tagged, placed a deposit chip in each of the vehicle bodies that we would individually incarnate into when that instruction would be given. These chips set aside those bodies for us. So I'd like to figure out see if I have a chip.
You don't.
I probably don't old enough.
You're a computer simulation anyway. Forget it.
You're pretty good with computers. You might have a chip in you.
Oh, shit. Number five, we feel that while we were out of body between arrival and incarnation, we were thoroughly briefed and were taken through an extensive preview of places and events that would assist her, blah, 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 blah.
What they do, just forget.
They're getting their marching orders before they get incarnated.
Right.
The true kingdom of God, the real physical kingdom of heaven, the evolutionary level above humans are completely synonymous. All those things are the same thing. As a generalist kingdom, it reproduces or adds to its kingdom of membership through the use of this metamorphic process. This next level kingdom created all that is, including all the paths that led to decay and destruction. For the creatures it creates are created with free will.
All right, you know what? We get it. These motherfuckers are nuts. We can stop with this. This is dumb.
Go to heavensgate.com and start clicking.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
thank
join
you.
Up. Just fill out the card and you're a member.
Thank
Send
you.
In your $5.
I took the time today. I read every bit of this crazy shit.
I can't believe you did.
I'm just saying.
Once you get sucked in.
We lost six people because of you.
Really?
Yeah, forever.
No, it's no big deal.
Come on.
Yeah, so that's it. Basically, those people are, they're nuts. He made that shit up, though. But I've got some facts about him, Marshall Applewhite.
Let's hear it.
Doe
a deer.
I call him, say a deer. Yeah. He told members that there was a ship hidden in the tail of Hellbop. We talked about that. He considered himself a New Age Jesus. So he was like, like Everett was saying earlier, whenever he said, Jesus was part of that 2,000 years ago class of next level humans.
Yeah.
Well, he considered himself like the New Age Jesus. He was the son of a Presbyterian minister.
That makes sense.
Soldier, but I couldn't find what branch. Like, I could not find what branch of
Coast Guard,
military he was in.
French Foreign Legion.
I found multiple places that he's a soldier, but it didn't say where and when and why. You know, none of that.
Got a little
all this was because of a woman.
Yeah, that's usually
He spent 2 years in the Army Signal Corps. I don't know what the Army Signal Corps is.
Is that even active service?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is, sure.
Let's find out.
That's like communication, I think. It is stuff like that.
Fuck, I don't know.
The Army.
We got to have somebody in the chat that's. Thank you, Jordan.
Nate, are you here? Nate, are you here? Okay, Wikipedia states that the Signal Corps, the United States Army, is a division of the Army that creates and manages communication and information systems for the command and control of combined arms forces. So, yeah, basically, they're the phone company.
Communication liaison. Yeah, you need that.
Definitely need that.
This guy kind of militates against joining.
So that was his military anyway.
Yeah, so well, he began his foray into biblical prophecy in the early 70s after being fired from the University of St. Thomas in Houston over an alleged relationship with one of his male students.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Does it matter to you that it was male?
No.
Yes, it does.
But just
that says a lot right there.
What, you, gotta get, you got something against homos?
No, just, you know, it just says something.
Nothing wrong with him.
Well, I mean, it all made sense with the woman.
Armand's a bigot.
Yeah, yeah.
No, well, he's homophobe. That's why he went so deep in on the woman with this religion and shit, because
objection,
he just got...
Objection,
but that's fair, yeah, but... he felt like he'd known the woman for a long time and concluded that they had met in a past life. She told him that their meeting...
That's the best part about it. They concluded we met in a past life.
Yeah, so they
now let's figure it out.
Okay, so she told him their meeting had been foretold to her by extraterrestrials, persuading him that he had a divine assignment.
So at this point, they're feeling like Jesus was before he turned 30. They're like, we know.
It's LSD is what
Well, no,
this
think
is.
About this. They said Jesus knew his whole life that he had some special purpose. At this point, they're figuring out, I guess, in their
I've
story.
I've got a purpose.
We've got purpose. We have met each other. You know, we're connected. Going by their stories.
Yeah, this is like
preordained.
Right.
I don't want to get out of place here, but I did get out of place. So how about, yeah, that's, I mean, I didn't have a whole lot on him. He wasn't really important. We just wanted to talk about it as a whole.
Oh, he's not important. He's only the fucking creepiest dude ever.
Ever. I used him in all the gifts.
I mean, David Koresh
today.
Is pretty normal compared to this guy.
Compared
Hold
to
on,
this
Jones,
guy, he is.
I really think so.
Let's listen to his one of his speeches. Oh.
No, this is if it's the one you played in there, it's the last one. It's the one that was on tape, his speech.
It's his final exit statement.
Oh, good.
I'd like to hear this.
I'm Doe. That's not my name, but that's...
I'm Doe. You know,
I'm referred to.
Let's start this over.
Sounds very intelligent. No. What an orator.
I'm Doe. That's
up,
not
Doe?
My name, but.
Treat this like a voicemail. What's up, Doe?
Dude, I'll do it like a voicemail. I don't think I won't.
Now, I'm referred to on planet Earth.
What do you
Let
mean?
Me say that our mission here
Who's?
At this time is about to come to a close in the next few days.
Oh,
right on.
Daddy was right about.
Came from.
Oh, shit. Prophet,
that was prophetic.
He was a prophet for sure.
You can't deny the guy had the gift. Well, he's not exactly a spirited orator, is he?
He's an older gentleman.
He's not Joseph Goebbels.
And even what some might call somewhat of another dimension. Uh-huh. And we're about to return.
Yeah. Oh, well, good.
Well,
whence we came.
You're welcome with open
when
arms.
We came, we had to take
That's
human
what she
bodies.
Said.
We didn't take them as infants. And we've been ignored, or we've been called a UFO cult, or we've been called some new age
I wouldn't call you that.
Cult, or, you know, you name it.
No, that's not what I was
cult
thinking.
You want to call it, we've been called that.
Probably with good reason.
Yeah, though, you might want to look into that one a little
bit. I could see where he's very hypnotic. If I could see where you fall under his spell. What a voice.
You know, many of the people in his cult neutered themselves.
Yeah.
In fact,
well, that's the one thing. They're asexual, right? That's the one. I know.
Right, well, they took it to the next level.
I know he's screwy.
He only wanted the really devout. And in fact, it was his followers' idea. They convinced him to do it.
Wow.
Cut your dick off, bro.
Bro, you think you're good?
Bro,
cut your dick off with
this,
bro.
Think about it. When you get up there in the spaceship and they ask into the comet,
you're like, I'm already ahead of you.
I got no dick. Okay. No dick. The dick's gone. First off, the dick's gone.
So put your scissors away.
So there, yeah, I don't even need that. Listen, you go with the anal probe right now, but the dick is gone already.
I'll tell you what, this is to me, this does not constitute a cult. Because if there's no sexual component, it's not a cult. I'm going to tell you.
If you're
that's
not
how
fucking,
I define
there
it.
There is a sexual component.
Taking
a
advantage.
Complete lack of. Yeah. Think about it. That's a cult in itself. You take away sex completely, that's just as bad as going completely sex forward.
That's a cult. That's not a cult. Yeah.
My bad. Let's carry on with the maniac.
We're none of those things, but we can understand why someone would call us that when they do.
So he's at least,
they know they're crazy.
Wow, very analytical.
Or at least they know they sound crazy.
Yeah, he's got that.
And have not been given the knowledge to see us for
who
we are.
Oh, yeah, right. It's just right. It's just lack of
knowledge. The issue is, you're going to hear about our exit in the news about these individuals who committed suicide. We're going to...
Like he deserve us. Committed suicide.
Yeah, he wanted to spit that out real quick.
His body language, he's like, commit suicide.
Tell you that those who write that kind of information are ignorant
of course,
the evolutionary level above human.
I mean,
but God forgive them. They know not what they do.
It's not their fault.
Yeah.
God doesn't forgive them.
No, I'm talking about, Jesus said.
They're next level people don't really forgive them. They're pretty much inconsequential.
Yeah, they just die.
I still got my dick.
because they have none of that
fair,
knowledge
but that's a great point.
In them. But for a human to have any comprehension of the social structure of the chain of command
stop
in that
it right
evolution.
There. Stop it right there. So this is right here where I told Everett, I don't need to hear this anymore. This guy's full of fucking shit. So if you go back 10
seconds. You just came to that conclusion?
Right now. Well, no, this was the deal breaker here. So if you go back 10 seconds and you listen to the pause in between the where he says social structure and then what he says before that, those two, like, they can go together, those two phrases, but they don't really go together. In the pause, it took him a minute to come up with something, and you can tell it's half-assed. Go for it. Let me hear.
In them. But for a human to have any comprehension of the social structure
of the...
of
yeah, but looking at his eyes, he doesn't change a bit. He's right on point. He doesn't like look aside, like body, you know, mannerisms and all that. Lie to me, he's not lying.
Yeah, you think so?
I'm good at that. I play a lot of poker, so
I don't buy it.
This is a guy who's told this story 100 times. You know what I mean? This is a guy who believes.
This is a guy that's about to go to his death in 2 days.
Right. He knows his story
and cut his cock off. Right.
I don't think
after 20 years okay, plus
this guy's
no
a
dick,
zealot.
Armand, no dick.
I don't think after 20 plus years this guy's sitting on like going, okay, this is at the end of it. Still a couple details I haven't figured out. Let me think while he's doing the video. This guy knows his shit.
Dude, I didn't get the Amazon pre-roll fucking read right for 8 months. You know, and when we stopped doing it, I still didn't have it right.
You're no pro. You're no pro cult leader. This guy has to talk to
I could Jesus. Start a
this
fucking
guy's
cult.
Jesus.
I could start a fucking cult.
And it would be like a stream. There'd be two people in it, and they'd come and go at all times.
Hey, you'd be my fucking cult members.
But that would be phony. This guy's
these
a real McCoy.
People. Yeah,
but where I still don't know where Hale Bopp comes into this because this is he came up with all this garbage years
so
before the comet was discovered.
Yeah, well, like Erica said before, they talked about it on Coast to Coast AM that there was possibly a ship there.
It just basically legitimized the whole.
Well, he that was a sign,
like,
I guess.
I
now,
feel like
here's
he
our
just commandeered that.
Yeah, it sounds
I,
like
I
it.
I feel like he commandeered that idea. Says she's
Arbel,
there. Now's the time. I'm getting kind of old. Net or teasing the
oh,
ship.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Arbel had been
running,
the Phantom ship or whatever.
Well, they gave it the little bit of public eye that it needed for people that weren't there. You know what I mean?
So
that,
I guess they're just waiting for something like this to happen.
Well, I mean, I wonder, so
would they have done it or if it wasn't for the comet, would they have done
it? I wonder if there was any mention of a fucking comet before ever.
I didn't hear
ever.
Anything. Right.
I got you. I got you.
Before Hale Bopp was around.
So there's a page on their website that is called Our Position Against Suicide. Let me read this. It's 5 paragraphs. While we know it, it is only while we are in these physical vehicles that we can learn lessons needed to complete our own individual transition, as well as to complete our task of offering the kingdom of heaven to this civilization one last time. We take good care of our vehicles so they can function well for us in this task, and we try to protect them from any harm. We fully desire, expect, and look forward to boarding a spacecraft from the next level very soon, in our physical bodies, they say. In our physical bodies. There is no doubt in our mind that our being picked up is inevitable and in the very near future. But what happens between now and then is the big question. We are keenly aware of several possibilities. This is where it gets interesting. Because right now they're like, no, we're going with our bodies, but there's some shit we might have.
Yeah, we don't really know.
It could happen before the spacecraft comes. One or more of us could lose our physical vehicles due to recall, cancer.
Right, right. Heart attack.
Accident.
Stroke.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hit by a bus.
Accident or at the hands of some irate individual.
Sure.
We do not anticipate this, but it is possible. Another possibility is that because of the position we take in our information, we could find so much disfavor with the powers that control this world that there could be attempts to incarcerate us or to subject us to some sort of psychological or physical torture, such as occurred at both Ruby Ridge and Waco.
Ding, ding,
name
ding, 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 ding,
on
ding.
The site.
We have a wiener. Tell him what he's wanting, Bob.
It gets still better, in my opinion. It has always been our way to examine all possibilities and be mentally prepared for whatever may come our way. For example, consider what happened at Masada around 73 AD.
I remember.
I don't.
Distinctly.
A devout
the
Jewish
Jews killed
sect
themselves
after holding out against a siege by the Romans.
Titus, I believe.
To the best of their ability, and after seeing the murder and rape and torture of their community was inevitable, determined it was possible for them to evacuate their bodies by a more dignified and less agonizing method. We have thoroughly discussed this is him back. We have thoroughly discussed this topic of willful exit of the body under such conditions, and have mentally prepared ourselves for this possibility.
Jesus.
As can be seen in a few of our statements. However, this act certainly does not need serious consideration at this time, and hopefully will not in the future. The true meaning of suicide, quote-unquote, is to turn against the next level when it's being offered. So if you're given, we're giving it to you,
and you deny
you turn away,
it.
That's it. You're killing yourself right there.
Right.
That's
right.
Suicide.
Yeah.
Anyway, in these last days, I'm almost done. We are focused on two primary tasks, and he puts it right there, in these last days. We're not thinking about suicide, but in these last days, I guess before they get picked up.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
We were focused on two primary tasks. One, of making a last attempt at telling the truth about how the next level may be entered.
Uh-huh.
Our last effort at offering to individuals of this civilization the way to avoid suicide. So they're saying, you don't want to kill yourself, listen to us.
This isn't suicide. This is a junket.
You're killing yourself. Regardless, you're going to kill yourself. Come with us and you won't have to kill yourself.
Right.
And two, taking advantage of the rare opportunity we have each day to work individually on our personal overcoming and change in preparation for the entering of the kingdom of heaven. Mm. So that's their stance against suicide. Totally not into it unless we fucking have to. And we totally will if we have to.
Danielle wants to know, were the females' sex organs mutilated too? Well, Danielle, they were all...
That's a good question.
Well, so they didn't really consider themselves male and female. So they all dressed the same. They all had the same haircut.
Buzz cut hair. They all wore fucking jogging clothes.
So it said, what, nine other members... It didn't specifically say, but it did say castrated, though.
In certain cases, you can be a female and be castrated. Right?
Can you get female castration? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's...
Vaginal mutilation?
Infundibulum, or that's what it is. Yeah,
either way, so it could have been women. We don't really know.
Yeah,
it didn't say.
That's actually a Muslim...
Yeah, but just removing the clitoris doesn't remove the vaginal canal, which is, in my opinion, the important sex organ. I mean, if you're removing sexuality, you could still procreate without a clitoris.
That's true.
Right.
So you would have to really fuck up the vaginal canal to remove the sexuality, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean...
perform a mastectomy.
I didn't make these rules up.
Are they doing mastectomies?
Female mutilation. Hey, I don't think you can castrate a woman.
I'm not cutting nobody's tits off. I'm not cutting nobody's...
Unless you sew her up.
Let's ask Google. Can...
I don't think that term...
You castrate... Man, my fucking Google today has been crazy. A woman. I've Googled some crazy shit today.
Yeah, this is an odd one. I don't think...
What'd you Google earlier?
Castration in women is removing of the ovaries.
Oh.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Otherwise known as a oophorectomy.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's oophorectomy. Yeah.
Oof.
Oof, I guess, yeah. So. Oocytes, yeah.
Oh, man.
Is there a diacritical mark, a diuresis above that second O?
No, there's not.
So it's oof, yeah, oof. Oof, boy, yeah, that's oof. About what you'd say.
I don't know. I don't have ovaries. Somebody tried to remove mine, they'd have a hard time.
I don't know about that.
I think it'd be hard to remove Sissy my boy. Ovaries. Oh, it says the guy doesn't want to arm wrestle.
Eric, you got to know
here.
My
shoulder gets better.
This is a remarkably story that's similar to the egg story. I read the egg story, I believe, on air one time.
Yeah, man, the egg story is cool.
You want to read it?
I'll read it.
Read the egg story.
It's
How
are
you feeling
long.
On your reading today? I'm feeling like I'm reading pretty good today.
Go for it then, please.
All right, let me get
that. Yeah, well.
I got a link right here.
Some days you know how it is. You read like a fucking dickwad, and some days you don't. Today I feel like I'm not.
So I got you. Hang on one sec. Discord.
I got it. I got it right here. I got it open.
Okay.
So it's probably take 2 or 3 minutes to read through. It's called The Egg by Andy Weir. You were on your way home when you died. It was a car accident.
Hang on. Everybody, shut your eyes and just listen to Everett's beautiful voice for a minute and put yourself in...
You were on your way home.
Yeah. Try to be a little more placid.
Put yourself in this fucking...
It was an accident.
Yeah.
Nothing particularly remarkable, but fatal nonetheless.
No English. Yeah.
I'm trying not
more
to
make enunciation.
Accents, just...
You left behind a wife and 2 children. It was
Can we
a
turn the lights
test.
Off?
Right behind you.
The EMTs tried their best to save you, but to no avail. Your body was so utterly shattered, you were better off, trust me. And that's when you met me. What happened, you asked. Where am I? You died, I said, matter-of-factly. No point in mincing words. There was a truck, and it was skidding. Yup, I said. I died? Yup, but you don't feel bad about it. Everyone dies, I said. You looked around. There was nothingness, just you and me. What is this place, you asked. Is this the afterlife? More or less, I said. Are you God, I asked. Yep, I replied, I'm God. My kids, my wife, you said, what about them? Will they be all right? That's what I like to see, I said. You died and your main concern is for your family. That's the good stuff right there. You looked at me with fascination. To you, I didn't look like God. I just looked like some man or possibly a woman. Some vague authority figure, maybe. More of a grammar school teacher than the Almighty. Don't worry, I said. They'll be fine. Your kids will remember you as perfect in every way. They didn't have time to grow a contempt for you. Your wife will cry on the outside, but we'll be secretly relieved. To be fair, your marriage was falling apart. If it's any consolation, she'll feel very guilty for feeling relieved. Oh, you said. So what happens now? Do I go to heaven or hell or something? Neither, I said. You'll be reincarnated. Ah, you said. So the Hindus were right. All the religions are right in their own way, I said. Walk with me. You followed along as we strode through the void. Where are we going? Nowhere in particular, I said. It's just nice to walk a while we talk. So what's the point then, you asked? When I get reborn, it'll just be a blank slate, right? A baby. So all of my experiences and everything I did in this life won't matter. Not so, I said. You'll have within you all the knowledge and experiences of all your past lives. You just don't remember them right now. I stopped walking and took you by the shoulders. Your soul is more magnificent, beautiful, and gigantic than you could possibly imagine. A human mind can only contain a tiny fraction of what you are. It's like sticking your finger in a glass of water to see if it's hot or cold. You just put a tiny bit of yourself into the vessel, and when you bring it back out, you gain all the experiences it had. You've been in human form for the last 48 years, so you haven't stretched out and felt the rest of your immense consciousness. If we hung out here for long enough, you'd start remembering everything. There's no point in doing that between each life. How many times have I been reincarnated then? Oh, lots and lots. And in lots of different lives. This time around, you'll be a Chinese peasant girl in 540 AD. Wait, what?
Hell with that.
You stammered, you're sending me back in time? Well, technically, I guess. Time, as you know it, only exists in your universe. Things are different where I come from. Where you come from, you said. Oh, sure, I explained. I come from somewhere else. And there are others like me. I know you'll want to know what it's like there, but honestly, you wouldn't understand. Where was that? Oh, you said, a little let down. But wait, if I get reincarnated in other places in time, I could have interacted with myself at some point. Sure, happens all the time. And with both lives only aware of their own lifespan, you don't even know what's happening. So what's the point of it all? Seriously, I asked? Seriously? You're asking me for the meaning of life? Isn't that a little stereotypical? Well, it is a reasonable question, you persisted. I looked you in the eye. The meaning of life, the reason I made this whole universe, is for you to mature. You mean mankind?
You want us to mature?
You want us to mature? No, just you. I made this whole universe for you. With each new life, you grow and mature and become larger and with greater intellect. Just me. What about everyone else? There is no one else, I said. In this universe, there's just you and me. You stared blankly at me, but all the people on Earth, all you, different incarnations of you. Wait, I'm everyone? Now you're getting it, I said with a congratulatory slap on the back. I'm every human being who ever lived or that will ever live? Yes, I'm Abraham Lincoln, and you're John Wilkes Booth too, I added. I'm Hitler, you said appalled, and you're the millions he killed. I'm Jesus, and you're everyone who followed him. You fell silent. Every time you victimize something, I said, or someone, I said, you were victimizing yourself. Every act of kindness you've done to yourself. Every happy and sad moment ever experienced by any human was or will be experienced by you. You thought for a long time and asked, why? Why do all of this? Because someday you will be like me. Because that's what you are. You're one of my kind. You're my child. Whoa, you said incredulously. You mean I'm a god? No, not yet. You're a fetus. You're still growing. Once you've lived every human life throughout all time, you have grown enough to be born. So the whole universe, you said, is just an egg, I answered. Now it's time for you to move on to your next life. I sent you on your way. It's a pretty good story.
Oh, horse shit.
You didn't like that story? It's very similar, at least, to the Hale Bob story.
No second act.
There is no second act. That's true. Stop thinking of it so literally. Think about it in relation to our context today. It's very similar to the Hale Bob or the Kingdom of Heaven. Different levels of reincarnation. Definitely. Coming back many times, learning your experiences, earning your way up to the next level.
It all gels. It all makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I said it. Say this whole thing, what they believe, reminded me of this poem, all story, right, whatever you want to call it, the egg.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
So, I thought so,
I mean,
too.
I don't have a, you know, I actually don't have a problem with this guy coming up with this hokum. But, I mean, what imbeciles are listening to this and believing it? That's what gets me.
Well, it's the same with any cult. I mean, you catch somebody at the right time of their life, you can get them to believe anything.
Yeah, but you're going to kill yourself, cut off your dick and kill yourself. That's different from just joining a cult and, you know, hey, listen, we get together every couple of weeks, we get together and have a few drinks and, you know, have a blood ritual or something.
I imagine that's why it's hard to really get mass numbers in these cults, you know?
Well, apparently he's turning people away.
Think about this. How many insane asylums we got in this country?
Not as many as we used to. We don't have that many.
1,000?
What's that mean? You got more crazies running around?
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, absolutely.
Even 500 crazy, or even 500 insane asylums with, say, 50 crazies in each one. That's 2,500.
There's way more than that. There's way more than that.
Yeah, but there's different kinds of crazy. This is beyond the pale.
We're talking Arkham and criminally insane.
I mean, thinking you're Jesus, that's kind of crazy.
Judge, slow them down for a minute. I'm just trying to show that there is enough crazy people in this country that it's not hard to believe to get a few dozen to follow you.
That's true.
Especially in a place like L.A., with as many people who live in L.A. County, you could have got enough homeless people to join you. Think about that.
Yep. If you're offering a meal, they'll...
In Portland, I think it's Portland, Oregon right now. Somewhere the homeless problem is so fucking bad right now with so many crazy homeless people. Like 52% of all arrests in Portland right now are homeless people who are just fucking nuts.
That's a shame.
My point is, it's not hard to get these people, in my opinion. I think I could start a cult with a little bit of bravado in my voice and
I'm not doubting that, but like I said, this takes it to, you know, when you say this and we're going to kill it, we're going to cut 20, our dicks off and kill ourselves.
Well, you've been with somebody 20 years, and you start believing, reinforcing everyone's beliefs. Think about that, too. They're not going like, yeah, man, but probably not. They're going, oh, you're fucking right, and probably this. This crazy shit. Oh, you're probably right, too.
And we should cut our dick off. Like, sure.
Well,
come
that's
on,
when
man.
I'd run away. I mean, yeah, well, you crazy person. Well,
think about the one guy.
My sanity's been
I'm going to cut my own dick off first and cuts it off in front of everybody. Didn't hurt. I'm fucking crazy and it didn't hurt. You guys should do it, too. Okay. Okay. I'm going to cut my dick off. That's how that goes.
Man, I'm not cutting my dick off. It's just not happening.
Mean, even the James Jones, I mean, some of them tried to get away.
Jim Jones, know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. They weren't all just dying to, well.
That's waka maybe, waka.
Yeah. Might be the wrong
God
term.
God damn it, Armand.
I don't think that was intentional either.
No, that was good.
They weren't all of you volunteering. They're I don't know.
Nah,
okay,
fine.
Well, I guess as cults go, this one takes the cake, if you ask me.
You think this is your favorite cult?
It's pretty
no,
good.
No, not my favorite. It's the screwiest.
This is what's the word I'm looking for? The number one, like the prototypical cult, if you will. Like, all cults can aspire to do this well.
I think the prototypical cult is Koresh. You know, I want you guys to join my cult. I got to screw your wife and your daughters. Yep. At least the good looking ones.
That was a good one. Yeah,
that's
a cult.
He didn't fuck the ugly ones.
Yeah, right. Right. That's cool. That's what a cult is all about.
That's cool. Armand's like,
yeah.
I can get behind
that
guy.
That'd be my cult.
What's interesting, though, the Seventh-day Adventist, which was what David Koresh and his followers were, they still exist. Mm-hmm. That's still a whole thing.
Yeah, he was just a wild ass.
They still believe everything that David Koresh said, basically. Yeah. So, I don't know. That one still exists, though.
So
they didn't wipe them all out.
That just goes to prove my point. That's a great cult. It hangs around.
So what's the difference between a cult like Koresh, who lets other people kill him, or the Heaven's Gate taking their
hand? Yeah, but
he didn't
mean for that to happen.
Oh, so you say.
Janet Reno killed that poor guy.
So you say. Like, he didn't think it could have been.
They drove tanks up into that compound.
Yeah, they set him on fire.
You don't think that he at some point knew that, like.
No, I don't think so.
Well, then why did they have all the weapons? They knew that something was coming. They was going to come to a head.
Well, I think, yeah.
Oh,
but I didn't think they were going to firebomb the place, you know? Like,
firebomb, shoot the shit out of it, start a fight. All it takes is a few fucking, like, couple guys at the door shooting shots.
Well,
he's probably thinking there's going to be some fucking, you know,
I don't
cowboy
think it was suicidal,
FBI
though. I don't think it was a suicidal call.
He probably was, but I could see it going that way. My
well,
point
Ruby
is.
Ruby Ridge, they were, you know, they want to be left alone, so they're going to fight. I mean.
Yeah.
I can't blame them.
I don't either.
Ruby Ridge. That whole fucking deal was
government
fucked up.
Too.
Yeah, that was all fucked up.
Yeah. So I don't blame, you know.
Let me ask you this. Do you think people should be freely able to create a religion / cult, whatever you want to call this, and take it as far as to commit suicide in a ritualistic manner like this?
Yes.
Mass suicide.
Hey.
As long as it doesn't infringe on other people's rights and they're not
see, I don't know about
keeping
that.
Anyone there by their... Well,
well
so
that's
like,
what I'm saying, yeah.
Power of manipulation.
That's what Jim Jones might have said,
that
too.
That can be strong, too. The power of manipulation. You know, like, just to be able to manipulate people like that into telling them whatever the fuck they want to hear to keep them there.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
So what's the difference, in my opinion, than a cult leader getting people to eventually commit suicide, then the person telling somebody, you ought to kill yourself, you should go ahead and kill yourself, because you can get in trouble for that, for convincing someone
right.
to kill
themselves. That's what I'm saying. I don't abide by it. I don't think. I mean, but it's one thing if you say, look, I'm Jesus, and you know, to go to heaven, you got to screw me, as long as you're good looking, of course.
That's your type of cult.
That's you know, that's cool. I don't think I have any problem with that.
That's not cool.
No.
Well, I don't know if it's cool, maybe, but I think it's legal. I'd make it legal.
And rape.
What's that, Eric?
I think that's rape.
Yeah, that's not really rape. I mean,
so like the kind of cult Harper.
It's just because they're brainwashed doesn't mean it's rape.
Yeah.
Well, it just seems like rape with extra steps.
That's true. It's rape with extra steps.
As opposed to buying somebody dinner and taking her out dancing.
Ooh, that's rape
like
with
that.
Extra
that's
steps
rape.
Too.
Yeah, right.
Well, no,
it's about the same thing. And getting
then
her drunk.
Paid for it. I mean,
yeah.
Well,
okay,
that's prostitution
cool,
with
okay.
extra steps.
All right. We're getting off the topic here, guys.
Is that not prostitution with extra steps then?
Well, I mean, we'd call it escorting, I would think.
Prostitution is such a harsh word.
Yes.
All right, guys, that's about all we got for the main topic today.
Yeah. It's good. So final thoughts on them, though, man. They're fucking nuts. They were all nuts. The leader
sorry.
Was fucking nuts.
I pity them. I honestly pity them for people looking so hard for an answer about the afterlife and for an answer to the cosmos and everything and where we come
man,
from.
That's what it is. It's the need for human fucking, we just, humans
need to
need
belong.
That. Yeah, goddammit. And it drove these people
join
so
join a fraternity,
far.
Goddammit.
Well, and they had such a romantic view of science fiction.
Join the Elks.
You know what I mean? And a belief that the evolution will happen.
Yeah, he was.
And there is
really,
a next level we got to get to.
He really peaked he hit his target audience. If he was on social media today, he'd have fucking succeeded 100% because he hit his demographic perfectly and just above and beyond everything he needed to do to keep these guys there and believing. And
it was really at that point in history, in the late 90s, before the takeoff of the internet, we were still in something of an ignorant time period as our existence as humans. To cults and crazy religions. You'd had a few of them. You'd seen Koresh happen. You'd seen Jim Jones.
You just didn't have the access to go look them up if you wanted to find out.
Right. There had been a handful of national news stories that were like this. But it's not like this day and age where it's completely like everybody's looking out for cults these days.
So what are the odds that this guy was right? This is actually truth.
Why don't you answer that there, Armand?
What do you feel the odds are?
About the same as global warming. Yeah.
I'd agree with you.
Flat Earth.
Well, so I think this and global warming have a lot to do with it.
Absolutely. I think so, too. I call that a cult.
The guy in the chat said, he said, tell him on this, he said, they're the same thing, except this has killed people.
Ooh, that's right. Absolutely. Very good. Who was that?
I don't remember. It was earlier in the show.
I may borrow that. Thank you very much. Very profound. Anyway, I mean, as cults go, you think this is a quintessence? I think this is even off the scale of cults. You know, like I said, cults to me is like a few college guys.
I think this is exactly a cult.
True, but I mean,
was he not a cult? Was there sex involved?
No, I think
they
took it too far. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. If you want to have a cult, it'd be like L. Ron Hubbard. He knew his bullshit was. You know, he knew what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to save. What did he say about? You want to make money? The fast way to make $1 million is to start a cult or something.
No, religion. Yeah.
L. Ron Hubbard said you don't make money being a science fiction writer. You make money starting a religion.
Yeah. Brilliant.
He wrote more pieces of fiction than fucking almost any author ever. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He was very prolific. He didn't make a damn cent. I've read some of his stuff, and that's why. But still, I mean,
he made some money on Scientology.
At least he didn't
believe
his own bullshit. I don't think. I think he knew what was going on. So
Frank suggests a name change to cults, conspiracies, and cocksuckers.
I don't know about
that. We don't do enough paranormal anymore. We do more cocksucking than paranormal.
We do talk about
cock clippers. I mean, this guy cut his dick, right?
Yeah, we do talk.
Was he talking about us?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, maybe.
Guys, I'm killing it. Check us out.
Yeah.
SerialTalkPodcast.com. Be sure to leave your voicemails there. There's a little widget on the side.
Buy a Serial t-shirt.
There's no Serial Talk t-shirts yet.
Oh, yeah.
Stop bringing that up. You're going to make people think I'm going to do something
soon.
Was that
Frank that said that?
Yeah.
Well, why does he make up some blocks LGBTQ positive for us if he thinks that's what we are?
I don't understand.
That doesn't... Frank, belay that. Belay that order.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that, Frank.
Check us out on social media. Actually, just go to Google. I'm going to Google it right now and show you what you get. Just Google Surreal Space Talk and hit enter. First things first is our website. Then the about the show on the website. And then you're getting our Facebook, our Twitter, our YouTube right off the bat. And then just shit tons more. Apple, Stitcher, Player FM. It is not hard to find us on the internet.
No.
Just Google Surreal Talk. You'll get the fucking works.
I've been doing a lot of work the last few years on search engine optimization.
And it's paid dividends for sure.
Absolutely. So,
all right, guys, we'll check. Stick around at YouTube. We'll be back in about 5-10 minutes for the after show. Send us your emails at info@SerialTalkPodcast. Other than that, we'll see you in a few.
Yep.
Thanks.
Have a jolly day.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at SerialTalkPodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.